This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Again, how do you do? Here's something to think about. You ever notice that when you don't have enough sleep, the world around you gets uncooperative, difficult, dumb, and impatient?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. All right.
I also noticed that this has been a brutal Mercury retrograde, at least for me.
Yes.
Not a great Mercury.
Flood in my house the other day. It's been quite a tough time.
Mercury retrograde's not. Well, it depends on what your sign is, what's going on with you, but it has not. Some of them are softer. We had a mild one earlier in the year, but this one has been a little more difficult travel-wise and communication-wise, especially. All right, so we're here to communicate. Jennifer Horn, El Comunicado. What would it be? Feminine of Comunicado? It would be Comunicada.
La.
La Comunicada. Victoria Keelan is a La Comunicada as well. Kara Schillen is at the control. She's a La Comunicada as opposed to El Comunicada. I would be El Comunicada, right? El Comunicada.
Yes.
Got that? Figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the masculine.
Yes. In a moment, remember the old show, Car 54, we are you? It's Area 51, where are you? After the...
And actually closely related to my story about the Pentagon, about the Defense Department, and about government cover-ups. So these two stories actually have a lot in common. But we'll start with House lawmakers that just passed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. So that sounds kind of boring. But what could come from that will be, no doubt, very interesting to many Americans, especially those who suffer with Lyme disease. How many of us have heard about someone? I have a friend who has Lyme disease.
I have it.
And it's supposed to come from infected tick bites, right? Insect bites.
All right.
So this amendment was proposed by a Republican from New Jersey, Chris Smith is his name, which would require the Pentagon to examine whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding its use as a biological weapon between the years of 1950 and 1975. There are many people who believe that perhaps the government created Lyme disease in some sort of test gone wrong. Chris Smith said on the House floor on Friday that his amendment tasked the DOD's Inspector General to ask the hard questions and report back. If it is true, what were the parameters of the program? Who ordered it? Was there accidental release anywhere or at any time of these diseased ticks? He said he was inspired to add the amendment after reading material that suggested significant research had been done at U.S. government facilities, including Fort Detrick, Maryland, and Plum Island, to turn ticks and other insects into bioweapons.
Right.
Now, Chris Smith, who is a representative, again, a longtime advocate for raising awareness about Lyme disease, he's also the co-chair of the House Lyme Disease Caucus. Earlier in the year, he introduced a bill that would authorize $180 million in funding for Lyme disease research, prevention, and treatment programs. So now the House and the Senate will meet soon to reconcile two versions of this defense spending bill with this clause that they release the information on whether or not this was government created. How interesting is that?
Well, so, Chris Smith is interesting too because he is the next district down from where we live in New Jersey. So he's actually my parents' representative, and it's a hugely populated area with deer, overrun with deer, and a lot of people in his district and all across New Jersey have been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and because there are so many wooded areas, and the deer actually they're even coming all the way to the beach at this point. We're so overrun with them. I'm not surprised that Lyme disease is something that he's been a champion of or research for. But that's interesting, though, if the government did it.
The government, this is a wonderful world, isn't it? The government creates something that's bad, and then you pay for that. And then the government decides, well, we're going to clean up our mess, and you pay for it as well. Such a deal. What a great country America is. Where else would they have Area 51? Million people signed up for a Facebook event calling on users to meet at Area 51 in September. So The page says, if we Naruto run, what, I don't know what that means. What is Naruto run?
Keep reading.
All right. Well,
it says it right there.
I know, but it's this frustrates me to a point. The Japanese inspired running style, arms stretched backwards and head is forward, and then you're going to run. They'll sort of look like aliens, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. There's a post on the Facebook page that attempts to cover its bases, implying it's a joke. But is it really? The Air Force probably doesn't think it's a joke. And I don't think it is a joke.
Frankly. I don't think it is either.
Area 51 is still an open training range for the Air Force. And they said we would discourage anybody from trying to come to the area. But why? This is something that also has baffled me over, and this that my mind was wandering when I got to the Naruto part of Victoria already. Because this is, I go back to what I just said a minute ago for the Pentagon, and they screw up and make mistakes, and then we have to clean it up. And in this circumstance, or any, where it says federal land, no trespassing. I'm a taxpayer. I'm part of federal. How dare you tell me I can't go on land that I paid for? And that land is posted. You got people, the park ranger come arrest you for going on to Area 51 is a public. I mean, I guess I can understand why you wouldn't want people wandering around a nuclear base or something like that.
Well, it's also a military base, too.
Right. But you know what I'm talking about. What's there? And why is it such a big secret? That's the question that I have. And I want to know an answer. There's no answer. Never gotten an answer. I've asked the question
for a long time. We're going to see some pictures of Doug leading the charge.
Yep.
Right. I'll have my Naruto outstretched arm.
Yeah, you have to lean over, and you've got to have your arms behind your back stretched out. And I think it'll be a very interesting look. Maybe you can add a cape to it. It'll be a nice look.
Captain Stefan. Yes. At your service and on your side. 14 after here on the DJV program. Names in the news next.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You'll do it right to update your home to something more your style. Lowe's is here to help, and even better, we'll help you save. Step up your flooring with Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $2.48 per square foot, and get it installed for just 99 cents per square foot. Swap out your old bath vanity with a stylish new one and get up to 40% off select vanities during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Whatever you need to make stylish updates to your home, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27-36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of names in the news. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens led the court's efforts to provide legal protection to prisoners at Gitmo, has passed away. He was 99, the second longest serving justice. I think he was about 35, 36 years in the history of the court. A lot of interest in him for many reasons. He's an interesting, very smart character. Very, very smart. You like to think that most of the Supreme Court justices are smart, pretty smart, very smart. I'm not sure that's the case with all of them, but he certainly was. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is also. I saw an interview. Armie Hammer was being interviewed about why he wanted to do that movie with, and I forget what the lady's name is that played Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but
Felicity Jones. I believe.
Okay, yeah. He said he was so inspired by her when they did the read. You know, they said they do what they call a table read. They go through the script and they try to figure out how the chemistry is going to be between the actors and actresses in shows like that or movies. And so he was just inspired by her. And they started the read by going to the last scene in the movie where she delivers apparently the longest monologue ever delivered by anybody in a movie, a woman anyway. If you haven't seen the movie, it's quite a good movie.
That's been on my list, actually. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It is. Also on the people list today, Roger Stone, sort of from the other end of the spectrum in terms of intelligence. I don't think this guy's as dumb as a rock, but at any rate, a federal judge has barred Mr. Stone from posting on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter, at least till he goes to trial.
He's in timeout. He has to give away his devices.
Time out. Right. Judge ruled that several of his social media posts violated a gag order that restricted him from making any public comments about his case. As I said, he's as dumb as a bag of rocks. The judge ruled that Stone now can't post about anything on social media, political or otherwise. Judge decided not to hold Stone in contempt or revoke his bail. He is a long-time associate of the president's, indicted, but that's not that's not his crime. I don't see that as a crime. He testified before Mueller and made a lot of statements that apparently were not true. He also is charged with witness tampering, obstruction of justice, all kinds of misconduct. Trial scheduled for November. So why does it take so long for the guys like this to get to trial? What's the holdup? So he was charged, I think, in January. So why do we wait till November? What takes 10 months to put this guy before a judge and a jury?
They're not going to get him on anything.
No, they probably won't. No.
The fact that amphibious, this just shows you what's going on here. The fact that they use amphibious frogmen to go into the back of his house to pull him out, I don't know. Seems a bit excessive.
Yeah, it really does. It really. Here's this fellow. Remember the story of Sadie Roberts Joseph from Louisiana, a black activist, an older woman, 75 years old. Some guy was charged with murdering her. Her body was found in the trunk of a car last Friday. And it was a racial thing. It's just this immaturity that we have about race. Maybe that's the word. I called it race baiting earlier, but the immaturity that we have toward
people. I
think
that story is actually one of the tenants who was like a sex offender is the one who murdered her. I don't know if that was...
Yeah, but you don't think it was black and...
Well, I'm pretty sure the guy is black who was arrested, but I don't know. You might be right.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
See you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. This heart is blue.
Not a big fan of Neil Young, but I've always liked this song.
I feel the same way. I love this song. Like, you know, he doesn't really do it for me otherwise.
Nah, he's a jerk, actually. But he supports the farmers, so I like him because of that. But other than that, 3 years after the popular Bridge School Benefit Concert Series came to a close, Neil raising money and awareness for children who have serious medical conditions. The Harvest Moon Daytime Benefit Concert takes place at the Painted Turtle Camp, about an hour north of L.A., September 14th. Performances by Father John Misty, Nora Jones, and Neil Young there. This song is not what you'd expect. You know, this, I don't know that much about Father John Misty. What's his story?
He's big on the festival circuit. I have some friends who are really into him. Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't know, he's somewhere in the alternative world. He doesn't really fit into one kind of genre, but he's gaining in popularity for sure.
Is it? Performances set against the backdrop of the Los Angeles National Forest. Fans sitting on a grassy hillside just a stone's throw from Lake Hughes. The concert is the first major benefit show in 3 years for Bridge School, which provides free education to children with severe speech and physical impediments. What I remember about Neil Young was that he had a speech impediment, I think. He was a stutterer. Do I remember that about him?
I don't know, but the reason that he's involved with Bridge School is because he and his former wife had a son who was born with severe physical impediments and couldn't speak, yeah. And then they had a second son who had the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he's had a rough, parenting has been, he's had a rough time, but he's raised millions of dollars through his concert series, which was great.
Well, he's brought, in the last 20 years or so, he's brought more than 100 artists like Paul McCartney, Elton John, Metallica performing to help raise money for this facility in Hillsborough, California. Harvest Moon also raising money for the Painted Turtle, a nonprofit providing children living with serious medical conditions a traditional camp experience without charging them for it. Included with each ticket is a celebrity chef picnic cooked and served by Southern California's top chefs. a beer and wine tasting from California breweries and wineries. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock Pacific time. You can purchase them at accessaxs.com. If you want more information, you can go to harvestmoongathering.com. Even though we can...
Sounds fun.
I would love to go to that.
Pick apart Neil Young. Yeah, it'd be a pretty good concert. Another concert announced, the We Day concert at the Forum in Inglewood in April. The event was quite an interesting day. There's a We Day special broadcast coming up, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris, bringing together thousands of young people and parents and educators striving to make a difference in their communities. The event that was held in April and be broadcast Friday, the 9th of August, features Selena Gomez, Joe Jonas, Bill Nye, Pentatonix, Mahershala Ali, Natalie Portman, Haley Steinfeld, Megan Trainor, among other people. Neil Patrick Harris says, "I'm so inspired by the people who are celebrated in this year's show. As the dad of two young children, I want my children to grow up in a kinder, more compassionate world. The We organization empowers each of us to make a positive difference, teaching us inclusion and to be proud of what makes us, each of us, unique." That's laudable. So again, the concert special on ABC, 8 p.m. on the 9th of August, which is a Friday. Selena Gomez, Jonas Brothers, Pentatonix, Megan Trainor, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. It'll be an interesting show. Good for them. 28 after the hour on the DJ V Show.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You'll do it right to update your home to something more your style. Lowe's is here to help, and even better, we'll help you save. Step up your flooring with Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $2.48 per square foot, and get it installed for just 99 cents per square foot. Swap out your old bath vanity with a stylish new one and get up to 40% off select vanities during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Whatever you need to make stylish updates to your home, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House voted to table an impeachment resolution against President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now. It was brought forward by Texas Democrat Al Green, who said this before the vote.
You don't delay justice. The Mueller hearing has nothing to do with what we're doing now. The Mueller hearing is all about obstruction. This is about bigotry and racism.
The House vote was 332-95 to set aside the measure. Heading to a campaign rally in North Carolina, there was more response from President Trump regarding the four congresswomen of color.
When you look at some of the things they said, they're unthinkable. If somebody else or me or anybody else said things like that, it would be historic. So you ought to look at some of the horrible statements, because there's never been statements like that.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Trying to think about how to approach something that'll make your hair curlier than it is, Jennifer. Victoria, it's the DJV Show, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I was just looking at the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. And I always like it when people lecture me on how I'm supposed to conduct my program. And so I will pay attention to a post from a fellow named David Foley, who listened to us converse about the debt and the trillions of dollars that were in the hole and who's responsible for it. He is happy to tell me that I have a responsibility. I do. You're right, sir. Excuse me. I have a responsibility to bring you a radio program that you will listen to. Everybody's different as to what they think is a good radio program. That's why there are selections and choices for which I am thankful. I've been a choice doing this program for 32 years. So I think I kind of know what my responsibility is. Anyway, he said, this is for you. I'm greatly concerned about the debt as well, but you claim Clinton leaving office with zero debt is BS. I think if you
I think it's I think
first of all,
what
that's
he
not what I
that,
said.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think that to clarify, Clinton left office with a balanced budget.
Yes.
I think
okay,
that's
so.
Different, right.
Right?
I think we
yeah,
still had no national debt. Right.
Yeah. But we didn't have the kind
means,
of
right?
national debt that we had with Bush and then was worse with Obama. And now it's getting worse still. My point is, sir, whether you're more interested in protecting your little corner of the world, your thought process, and who you like and who you don't like, and that's fine. That's up to you. My responsibility is what I see it as, not what you see it as. And my responsibility is to, as I said a few minutes ago, present a good radio program every day, which we obviously do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hundreds of affiliates and millions of listeners. Do I make mistakes from time to time? Sure. Do I say things that maybe sound silly? Of course, because I'm a human being. I'm not. You can hold me to whatever standard you want to, and then I hope you'll be held to the same standard. But it kind of, as you can tell, gets under my skin a little bit. And that's why I don't pay a lot of attention to Facebook much of the time, because it is, as we say, it gives people open rein to be, as they say, honest. No, your honesty in that circumstance is, let's take a shot and we'll cover or hide behind whatever Facebook is. Anyway, it's sort of beauty is it. I just had a glass of tomato juice. And I don't know that my... Yeah. I guess what's going on. Well, let's do, in honor of that, some food news. Victoria, the keto crust is making it, or is it? What in the world? We need a keto. The keto diet creates a crust for pizza?
Yes. I wish this was closer to where I am, because I've been trying to do like a modified keto. But yeah, so people who are on the keto diet, which is a lot of people right now, especially in our country, it's become a very trendy thing. If you crave pizza, then you know you can't eat pizza if you're on the keto diet. You can pull the cheese off and some of the sauce, but that's really not that satisfying. So now, Blaze Pizza is the first national chain to offer a keto-friendly pizza crust. Now, Blaze has more than 300 locations in the U.S. and Canada, and you may recognize this because LeBron James is like the majority owner of Blaze Pizza, and so he does their ads, and he's very involved in the company and with the menu and things like that. And so I don't know if he's on the keto diet or if this is just a response to a need for it or a demand for it, but this new crust, it replaces flour with cheese, eggs, flaxseed, and cauliflower. So you're not getting any of that starchy carb, which is what is not allowed on the keto diet. And this low-carb crust has just 6 net carbs, which for the whole pizza, compared to 80 net carbs for a traditional crust. And so it has about the same number of calories, but if you're on the keto diet, you don't count calories. It's really a high-fat and no-carb diet. And so in addition to the keto crust, Blaze is also offering a new vegetable-based cauliflower pizza crust that's made with cauliflower, mozzarella, rice flour, egg whites, and cultured brown rice. Cauliflower pizza crusts are so popular right now. They have them at California Pizza Kitchen, Oprah's food line called Oh, That's Good. They also have a cauliflower pizza crust. And so both of the new crusts at Blaze are gluten-free, and they are a little more expensive. There'll be an additional $2 to $5 per pizza, depending on the market. So if you're lucky enough to have a Blaze pizza near you, apparently they are pretty darn good.
All right, speaking of pretty darn good, avocados are very good for you, but they're very expensive, and it's interesting to look at where and why. A couple of reasons for the price of avocados spiking, and that will continue over the summertime. For the first week of July, the wholesale prices of mid-sized avocados from Mexico were 129% higher than they were last year at this time. Farmers say that it's the highest price for this time of year in a decade. Wholesale price was $84.25 for a 25-pound box, compared to $37 last year. Wow, that's quite a hike. Let's see what this does for those who like it. According to the USDA, the weekly retail price report, average price of a Haas avocado. What is a Haas avocado?
Haas avocado. It's just a type of avocado. They're the most popular type.
Yeah. $2.10.
Just what availability, that's the... Yeah.
This year versus $1.17 last year. So the question remains,
every avocado near me is $2 for $5. They're $2.50 an avocado.
That's crazy. We're pretty lucky out here. It's still about a buck.
Expanding global demands, including U.S. demand for avocados, continues to grow up, 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 and up. Instead of eating them seasonally, consumers want to eat them all year long because they're good for you. California and the avocado season there, end of the road for this year. Smallest crop in more than a decade in California, Jennifer. Thanks, Iran.
I had the lowest production I've had in a while. Yeah. Yeah. We had too much water. That's why it was a very rainy winter.
Mexico is the top supplier of fruit and vegetables to the U.S. We were self-sufficient. We're not any longer. $13 billion in fruits and vegetables, mostly avocados. 90% of them came from Mexico. So that's why the price is up. Thank you.
Avocado oil is something that people are cooking with now, and that was never really a thing. You can do a lot with it, and it doesn't overpower the flavor of the food. So avocados are delicious, but my gosh, they're expensive.
All right, what's next here on the Food News Desk? The Hershey Company, beloved by many for its candies like chocolate bars, kisses, that sort of thing. One of the products is leaving a bad taste, though, in some people's mouths. Class action lawsuit filed in New York by a group of people claiming that Reese's white peanut butter cups are misleading to consumers since they don't actually contain any cocoa butter, which is a key component of white chocolate. According to the suit, Hershey's has taken affirmative steps for consumers to mistakenly believe the product contains white chocolate and has intentionally failed to correct this misimpression. Wow. The packaging on the Reese's
white
cup.
People have a lot of extra time on their hands.
I think that's
a stoner for you. They're sitting at home, they're high, and they're looking at this chocolate dude.
Totally.
Next up, a couple of young ladies. Go back to, let's just flash back a little bit to the 1980s, 1990s. Little toys from fast food meals, remember?
Happy Meal toys.
Yep, right. Today, parents and even their children want to make some changes in the novelty items that you get in those meals. A change.org petition, speaking about people that need to get a life, about children's meal toys, started by two girls in England about 8 months ago. Now 392,000 signatures. They want to get McDonald's and Burger King to stop including plastic toys. And I don't know that this is a bad idea. These young ladies,
I think it's a great idea.
9 and 7, inspired to start the petition after learning in school about all the environmental problems concerning plastic waste. Quote, "It made us very sad to see how plastic harms wildlife and pollutes the ocean. We want to change this," they wrote. In an online post, we like to go eating at Burger King and McDonald's, but children only play with the plastic toys and then they for a couple of minutes and then they get thrown away and they harm animals and pollute the sea. Petition states that it's not enough for these big companies to make recyclable plastic toys, but rather they shouldn't be making toys out of plastic at all. Something to be said for that, for sure. So that's good. Good for them. If you want to see the results, I haven't posted this on the Facebook page for the DJV show, but if you want to go over to my personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see three pictures of, there's a turtle, there's a shrimp, there is it really breaks my, when I look at that, the stuff that's coming out of the sea, you look at this dolphin, it's all covered with lesions and cancers and stuff from the Gulf of Mexico. And I think that's, we can say, well, it's an exaggeration. I don't know that, and you don't know that. The fact that it's happening and you can see it in these different species is something that is very troubling for me. Very, very, troubling.
It should be troubling for everybody. Look at, you know, all the beaches in Mississippi are closed because of the, you know, the toxic algae and dolphins showing up with cancerous lesions. There are a lot of environmental groups who are still testing the water after that oil spill down in the Gulf, and I haven't eaten Gulf shrimp. I refuse to, or oysters or anything like that, because there are just too many reports out there that it doesn't get any attention. But that oil spill is still having residual effects.
Yep. All right, 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. So to help parents and kids get ready, Lands' End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Lands' End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunchboxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Lands' End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at landsend.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Looks like there was a reunion of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Camille Grammer was defending herself because of the money she got out of Kelsey and keeping his name. I think that it amazes me who's interested in these shows and why people watch them. Pretty amazing. Gossip, I believe it's called.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our weekly in-person visit from Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard around the country all weekend long, here, there, and everywhere. We always have great direction from Warren as to where to go with our pets. Some phrases that are typically used, I'm sick as a dog, or we're in the dog days of summer. Where do those come from? Why are these the dog days of summer? Why aren't they the cat days or the cow days or the horse days of summer? Why are they the dog days of summer? It's a big idea.
I really don't know. It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. I'm assuming because when it's hot and the weather's really, really, you know, moist outside, I'm assuming that dogs get lazy and sleep an awful lot. So maybe that's why. I got to look
really?
It up. I don't really know. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Doug.
So that,
thanks, Doug.
Yeah, you're welcome, Warren. It's something for you to think about. How about what are friends for, right? If not to have you think. Sick as a dog. Where'd that come from? My dog's not sick. How do you...
You know...
Who's responsible for that outrage?
I was talking and interviewing veterinarians, and a lot of them say they often see dogs and cats who have the same health issues as their guardians. And in fact, it's true. So some vets are actually advocating, and I'm not so sure about this, something called One Health. One Health. Now, I always said that if I'm sick, I want to go to my vet because they could diagnose much better than most doctors for people. But the bottom line is this. They assume that because the anxieties and the illnesses run along both sides, that perhaps when you go see your doctor, the veterinarian and your doctor should be practicing together and collaborating because certain diseases or problems your dog may have will correlate to yours and vice versa. I don't know. A multi-specialty practice is what they're calling it. You know, dog, cat, and human being. I think it may be a good idea. I really do. I think it'll ease a lot of anxiety, and I think that a lot of stresses and a lot of illnesses that people have really do relate to the same illnesses that their pets have. What do you think? You go to a doctor that does both?
As you're explaining that, I'm thinking about my health, and I'm thinking about Daisy's health and how much healthier she has become since she's been around me. Not only the issues with her joints and stuff, but she's very healthy and has, I think one of the ways to tell how healthy your dog is how healthy his or her appetite is. Don't you think that's the case?
That's a perfect example, Doug. For example, let's say the veterinarian is, very often when you see someone that is very, very overweight, their dog or cat is generally overweight as well. So that's something perhaps the vet could pick up on, and maybe if there were a veterinarian and an internist working together, a human internist, perhaps they can kind of work out a program where both of you. I know, for example, when I wrote my first book, Pet Aerobics, an exercise book for dogs and cats, many, many years ago, people would really look at their dog or cat a little differently and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it for me, but I'm going to do it for my dog or my cat, and therefore they lost a weight at the same time. So I think there's something to be said about perhaps working with doctors that treat, some treat dogs and cats, some treat people, but kind of at least collaborating with each other, I think would be beneficial to both.
You were talking on your program last week about animals having a sense of humor. When's the last time you saw your dog smile at you or chuckle? I think they do. You look in their eyes. I think that's one of the ways you can tell what the dog is thinking by looking in his or her eyes. I feel that way. What about you?
Here's the survey. An online survey. People were asked to rate their pets for things like friendliness. Over half of fish owners said their fish had a good sense of humor. In fact, fish apparently... before you start laughing, fish apparently have or appreciate a joke more than cats, horses, and birds, but not as much as dogs. They do. What makes you think they don't? See, here's the bottom line. You go out, you get a fish tank, you drop your fish in the tank, and that's it. When I have a fish tank, I don't have one at the moment. When I had a fish tank, all my fish had names, but more than names, I would stick my hand in there, I would play with them, I would change their environment every couple of days so they were interested, and I really do believe that fish have an incredible sense of humor, no doubt about it. But also they said that dog owners are the most fun to be with, cat owners the most dependable and emotionally sensitive, and reptile owners the most independent. So I really do believe fish have a sense of humor. Call me crazy. A lot of people have.
When's the last time you saw your therapist?
It's been a while. People think that fish don't have personalities. People think that fish don't have emotions. And I'm a believer that every living thing has feelings and emotions. That's just me.
Well, I think that's true. I'm with you on that one, yeah. But how you recognize it. We have National Pet Fire Safety Day this week. A lot of pets are affected by home fires. We all see what happens when the floods take place. American Kennel Club and ADT Security joined forces in the National Pet Fire Safety Day to spread awareness, preventing your pet from starting fires. Probably a good place to start. Dogs and cats around.
Stickers on every door. Stickers on every door with emergency phone numbers and how many pets are in the house, where they tend to hang out is very, very, and also emergency phone numbers, really beneficial.
Yep, that's part of it. Good. Thank you, Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.